Finance with Scott Haywood. Thanks to Centrewest, insurance brokers for business performance.
Scotty Haywood, the finance guru, good morning.
Good morning. The code word is bunny, not money. That's important that
Thanks,
people remember
honey.
That. And 2 o'clock local time, US Federal Reserve or the central bankers there considered lifted interest rates by 0.25%. Look, it could have been 0.5% if the last 2 weeks hadn't have been clouded by so much banking disruption. But Jerome Powell did say that the recent banking crisis will slow down the US economy and it will make inflation fall. It's currently sitting at 6% in the US. But the market went up and then it fell really sharply at the end. And it was really based on no fundamentals. Of course, they've got the same goal as we do to manage inflation. So our inflation's still sitting above 5.9%. Their inflation's at 6%. The goal for all the economies globally is to be between 2-3%. And then when it gets within that range, we might start to see rate cuts. So again, the US Federal Reserve, they basically did hint at a pause. Again, our RBA, in the minutes that we read on Tuesday, he hinted at a pause as well. So maybe we are starting to see the top end of interest rates, which is a good news. But unfortunately, NASDAQ was up more than 1.5% and that fell. S&P 500 fell. Dow Jones more than 1.3% down as well. So it was disappointing. But again, it was priced into the market, in my opinion, that there was going to be another rate hike.
What about today for us? What can we expect?
Yeah, well, we gained 62 points yesterday, Millsy, and I think today we'll probably give most of that back. So I'm expecting our market in 17 minutes' time to probably open maybe 40 points down. The good news was yesterday all the banks were up, and our banks have been pretty resilient, obviously having no attachment at all to the debacle of what's taken place with Credit Suisse and the other US banks that have obviously struggled as well for liquidity. So I think our market will fall, but we have really been pretty resilient compared to the volatility that we've seen on global markets this week.
Right, okay. All right, well, you can come tomorrow because you've done a reasonable job. Good on you, Scotty.
Thanks, Millsy.
Well, Scotty Haywood, the finance guru.